week to shelter minors who have crossed into the country illegally. A record 19,000 unaccompanied minors apprehended last month alone. That's double the number detained in February, and it's just part of the total number of border crossings. Governor Greg Abbott says it may be time for Texas to adopt legislation declaring itself a Second Amendment sanctuary state. The governor raising the idea on Twitter after President Biden announced a series of executive orders on gun control. Britain's Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth II, has died. Buckingham Palace announcing his death this morning at the age of 99. Wall Street, the Dow up 83 points, the Nasdaq down 24. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. More showers and thunderstorms are likely today and into tonight. Some of the storms possibly severe with damaging wind gusts. The main threat, also some large hail possible. High temperature today up to about 81. Tonight's low 66. Then, in the middle of the night, the wee hours of the morning, another strong round of thunderstorms. All modes of severe weather, including the potential for widespread wind damage and the possibility of tornadoes. That threat continues through the morning hours. Then later in the day, Saturday and Saturday night, scattered thunderstorms are still possible. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday. Sunday is a better day with partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Kay McCabe. On Thursday, the Alabama House of Representatives approved a measure that would allow for lifetime concealed carry permits. The law would also create a database of people that are banned from carrying firearms. The bill now heads to the governor's desk for her signature. The body found in Tuskegee has now been identified as missing 23-year-old Marquez Duncan. Authorities say the body appeared to have been there for weeks. Duncan was last seen by his friends on February 23rd at his home. Anyone with information on this case is asked to call Tuskegee police or Crime Stoppers. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says he plans to finish his term in office. According to the Associated Press, Merrill admitted he made choices that were not in the best interest of his family. Merrill says he will not seek any political office after he finishes his term. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBSA and ABC 32. I'm Kay McCabe.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I love overpriced stuff. Avocados, designer t-shirts, artisanal water, you name it. That's why I get my internet from the other guys. Paying more for the same stuff. What could be better?
Wow is better, because for just $29.99 per month, we give you the super fast, reliable internet you need and the awesome customer service you deserve. Switch to Internet 100 for just $29.99 per month. And now, learn how to get $150 on us at wowway.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, equipment taxes and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Final hour.
Save my life, I'm going down for the last time.
Here on a Friday.
Save my life, I'm going down for the last time. Save my life.
Well, it looks like I asked Senator Tuberville yesterday if he had had the chance and his sense of had the chance to meet, say, Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema.
Yeah.
He also volunteered Senator Tester of Montana. And I was wondering Senator Tuberville's sense of where they stand on the filibuster. Are they going to stand strong?
Right.
Or are they going to go with the rest of the Democratic Party?
Right.
And for now, it seems like they're standing strong. Actually, it seems for now, Manchin is leading the so-called moderate Democrats to, it's not like they're going to do what we want Republicans to do. But they seem to be holding firm. That said, this infrastructure bill, which everything is infrastructure now.
Yeah.
All of it.
Everything. Literally.
It's going to be passed through reconciliation.
Why don't you explain that to me, Joey? I'm a layman.
Well, when it's a budgetary matter, okay, you can pass it with a simple majority vote. And you reconcile that that bill that deals with finances when you go to conference between the House and the Senate.
Only thing I feel like is I reckon I'm getting screwed.
Well said, Eddie. Well said. And even Senator Tuberville yesterday, and I think this is the sentiment of many of the Republicans in the Senate, is that they are probably fine with spending a few $100 billion, not exactly chump change, on all sorts of infrastructure projects having to do with roads and bridges and all sorts of stuff. But that's not exactly what's in this bill. And it seems like, well, elections do have consequences.
I've heard that before.
And we'll see how far they go. 272-9228, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. They spell Physical Balance Center in a funky way. F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, Physical Prattville. Give them a call today. Don Sexton, Nancy Alexander. Don is the owner and physical therapist. Nancy is the physical therapist assistant. They have a great team there, and they're ready to help you get your balance back and your confidence in walking where you need to go back. Have a 360 walking track that allows you, well, with peace of mind, to really test your walking ability. Why? Well, you're strapped in. You're in a harness. I tested it myself. Like, I tried to fall. You can't.
Can't fall.
So you can really test your ability on different surfaces, on different stair and steps, and a stability board. You can really test yourself. They also have virtual reality testing to see where you are in your balance, but then also virtual reality physical therapy. It's like a virtual reality game that does physical therapy for the particular thing that's bothering you. And if you call them right now at 595-9990, 595-9990, ask about a free balance test, whether it's you or a loved one. You don't have to Well, plan your life around your ability to get around. You don't have to live this way. Whether it's problems with your ankle and knees, or maybe it's a problem with your inner ear, could be a vertigo issue, or a vision problem causing you imbalance and making you less confident in your abilities, well, they can help you there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. So again, call them at 595-9090 and ask them about a free balance test, and also be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. 272-9228. Clint, welcome.
What's happening, Clint?
Good day, guys. How are you?
All right.
Hey, on this gun bill. By the way, Head East, that's good bumper music. If you ever get a chance to see them in concert, you need to go if they're still performing.
Okay.
I don't know if they are.
Duly noted.
They kick butt. I saw them in 1978, 79. In a place called Great Bend, Kansas, and it was like a mini Woodstock. Mm. About 10 bands played that day, so it was awesome.
Cool.
But I understand that as a veteran, I don't have to pay for a gun permit. Is that correct?
As a veteran, you don't have to pay for a gun permit.
Right. I can go down to the sheriff's department, and I get a concealed carry permit. Free.
That I don't know.
I don't know either.
I can find out. Let me make a phone call. And we'll find out and give you an answer.
All right.
Yeah, I just don't know, Clint.
Maybe you can find out and just put it out on there. I'll be listening.
I'm going to call somebody who knows right now.
All right. Have a good day and have a good weekend, guys.
You too, brother.
I think he might be right about this, looking it up quickly, but we need to double check. Need to double check. 272-9228. Let's go to Tootie. Hey, Tootie.
Good morning.
Morning.
I had you on in the car, and you got my interest up. You were talking about implants and the brain and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little time. I can actually listen to you online. But have you covered that at all?
I have, but I'll happily recount it. It's a company called Neuralink. Elon Musk, one of his many companies.
I see that on your little ticker tape on your website. I pull that up. I got the article. You know,
And what they did, Sudie, is they took a 9-year-old macaque monkey, and they implanted chips, these Neuralink chips, in both sides of the brain, and they had it initially. It's like think of a hamster or a gerbil cage. It's like a big metal straw that rewards the macaque as it plays a game. So it has to move a joystick to a certain point on a screen, and it gets rewarded with, you know, I think they said a banana smoothie. And as the monkey is doing this, they are using the Neuralink to map the neurons firing in the brain. And once they do that enough, they can actually come up with an algorithm that essentially maps one-to-one with those movements in the brain. And so after that, they unplug the joystick and have the monkey moving the pieces on the screen with just its mind through the Neuralink paired up with the game, to where they got it so sophisticated where this young macaque was playing Pong, the old Pong games, with its mind alone. Crazy
stuff. I'm going to read it. I have it. The reason I called them, Joy. I saw an article in Playboy about 15 years ago, maybe even longer than that, called The New Human. Hmm. And the cover, this disc jockey that used to be real popular, I think her last name was Brown, she's on the cover. I have the magazine. I copied the article, and I can't find it. But they have been putting these things in rich folks' kids for a while, something similar to that, embedding it underneath the skin with time release things to help them along in life when they get to a certain stage. And that, you know, the medicine, we've been doing that for a while, according to this article. And, you know, usually, you know, say what you will about Playboy, they had some really great, great things in those magazines.
Yes, they did.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they did.
It's called The New Human. I've been looking for it. You've seemed to be pretty good at it'd be interesting if you could find that. I checked around when I have time to Google or whatever, and I can't seem to find it. I do have the magazine. Incidentally, a shameless plug. I got about 1,500 magazines if anybody wants something.
It looks like I found the article online. Yeah, they interviewed Ray Kurzweil.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now Kurzweil,
where was it?
I just found it. I just typed in New Human Playboy.
Is this the one that was in Playboy?
Yeah, it's December 20th,
2018. And I'm actually looking at it at KurzweilAI.net.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's Ray's website, and it has the whole article here, an interview.
It pays to listen to you guys.
That's right.
Yeah.
Best deal
I still
in town.
Want to talk to you. I got something. I'll get you. When's a good time that you might have time for me to hit you up?
No, just text me. Can you text?
I don't text. I'm old school.
Well, just text me saying, hey, can you talk?
Yeah.
Or you can always just call. If I don't answer, I don't answer. But I'll get back with you. I have your number.
Okay. Yeah. Enjoy your show. Take care.
Thank you. 272-9228. Yeah, this stuff's been in the works for a while, but I'm talking about this thing with this macaque experiment because, yeah. Well, to see it actually in real time
kinda
occurring
weird,
is nuts. Nuts.
It'd be the same as if, back in the 70s, you had brain, people thought they could, had people that could move things with their brain and bend spoons and all that kind of thing. To see it happen, like, okay, this is some weird stuff. Like, when one of those magicians walks up to you and pulls a quarter out of your ear, you're like, I got to go.
Well, thank God, maybe I had disagreements with him. I don't know, but I appreciate the work he did in many respects, what James Randi was able to pull off, kind of exposing those folks
mm-hmm.
who claimed that Randi was very well versed in magic,
right.
Understood the tricks, and so a lot of folks were presenting themselves as having special abilities when he knew, no, that's just a trick. I know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he exposed many people on TV that way. Yeah, I don't like hucksters like that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're going to claim to have magical abilities, better be the real deal, and it often isn't.
No, like, it's...
All the time it isn't.
Sleight of hand.
Right, it's some trick that can be explained. Though, to the naked eye, it looks like magic, and that's the fun of magic. Love that stuff. 272-9228.
Hold on just a minute.
272-9228. Who we got here?
We got Ethel on line one.
Ethel, welcome.
Thank you. I had an appointment yesterday, and I did not get to hear all of Stephen Reed's interview. What were the three major takeaways that you found out?
I would say that, well, number one, no new push for an occupational tax. That was something I cared about. I don't want that occupational tax for all sorts of reasons. He's not going to push that this year. Essentially boiled down all the problems we heard this week of the city council with the police department, plus everything that, people are worried about, whether it's a rise in violent crime to basic enforcement of traffic laws and emphasis on certain things. I asked him, does he still have confidence in Chief Finley? He said he does. But I thought, to me, when I look at all the problems going on with the police department, I think it comes down to leadership. And I don't want these problems to fester. But he still has confidence in Chief Finley, and we'll see where that goes, if that confidence lasts.
I tell you, it's hard to get professional young people to move to Montgomery because of the crime and the schools. And Montgomery just has a terrible reputation. And I think they suppress a lot of the crime that takes place, which is not good. And I'm wondering if they're letting these people out, shortly after they commit a crime, and there are no repercussions from it. It's a fact. People don't want to move here. And what was the census? I heard you talking about a census yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think the census has been completely finalized because of last-minute changes and then legal hullabaloo over it. I don't think we have a final. The reason we were bringing up the census is somebody asked me about redistricting, and Alabama was under threat of losing a congressional district, I believe the one that Barry Moore currently occupies.
Right.
So those numbers have not been finalized yet. I've not seen that.
But am I the only one that's heard that, or is this a common thread in Montgomery?
A common thread of... Say that again?
About people not wanting to move here, young professionals.
Oh, yeah. I would completely agree. I'll just say in my own life, this is anecdotally, but a lot of folks I grew up with, went to high school with, moved. And I'll be blunt, of my family, I used to have a big extended family here. The only people left in my family here, whether because they moved or they died, is me and my grandfather. So there are a lot of folks my age who I know who got out of town. And sometimes it's other parts of Alabama. Sometimes it's completely far-flung places all over the country. But, yes, Montgomery, but if you look at, like, Pew Research, and sometimes this gets old after a few years, there are, it is a younger cohort of 30-somethings slowly growing up. But Montgomery tends to be a little bit older. And that's just the way, I think actually by design, it's been that way. We'll see if that changes.
Well, did you think he gave you any... He talked about COVID a good bit. Now, I heard a lot of that.
Yeah, and I wanted to push him on the mandate.
He handled everything just perfectly.
Yeah.
And I just hooted at that one.
Right.
But
I think a lot of people did.
I mean, it was rather comical, to listen. Everything is rosy. Everything is good. And then we know the truth. And it's not good. But I just wonder, now this tax that they have passed for schools, I would have loved to have asked him, if you don't change the work ethic, I think is the nice way to put that. If you don't change the work ethic and you don't have discipline, the schools are not going to change. I don't care if you put in $1 billion.
Right.
You've got to do some hard things. And I'm not saying every school is, lost.
Right.
But I think you've got to be realistic. If you don't have good teachers, you can't put out a quality product. And I'm afraid the AEA has protected these people for so long. I just don't know that it's going to change. And what's he going to do if the results are still the same and they put in all this money?
Right.
I mean, what are the people going to say? Well, where are the results?
Well, I know he's in favor of more funding to schools. He was in favor of that millage increase. We did not touch on education yesterday. I think that honestly deserves a whole hour to itself.
Right.
And this, many ways, yesterday, I did not treat the interview yesterday like this is the final and first and final time we're going to talk. I wanted to be like, hey, we're getting to know each other. The biggest issue to me in the news was COVID and the crime increases and general problems with the police department. And then hopefully it'll start being a monthly thing and we'll be taking calls, do an hour, and hit these big topics. But you're right. Crime and education are key to attracting, not only keeping young people here and setting up families, but attracting big, cutting-edge business and bringing it to the city. So all these things definitely are important.
Well, I just felt like, some of these things were not discussed, and I know you can't cover it all, and I'm not belittling the interview at all.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, according to him, everything was pretty rosy.
Oh,
and,
sure.
We will see.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be the judge of that, Ethel, and good for you.
Amen.
Doing that. You and everybody else needs to, I wanted him to be able to say what he wanted to say, and everybody listening can be their own judge on that.
Well, I am hopeful that with this tax, if they can have a quality product in education, hopefully it will help Montgomery, but I don't know. They've got a charter school and for a middle school out at Maxwell now that they're building, and it sounds like the military may be giving up on Montgomery Public School. I could be wrong, but they wouldn't be building a school out there if it weren't for that, I don't think.
But being a military brat, it's perfectly normal. Most bases have their own education system.
Right.
Whether we were overseas.
Well, I don't have a problem with it if they'll bring their family.
That's what it takes, bring their family with them.
Right. And right now, I don't think people are bringing their family. Or at least that's what I've heard. Is that what right. you've heard?
Yes, I've heard that too. Or people will live in Pike Road or live in, you know, Prattville, Wetumpka, the surrounding areas to, for the school system, just for the schools. Yeah, definitely hear that. And that's actually the people who wanted the increase in the millage were making that argument and actually citing the Air Force folks. Ethel, I've got a bunch of calls coming in here now, so I appreciate you listening, and we'll talk again soon.
Have a blessed day.
You too, thank Ethel.
272-9228, George.
Hey, Joey, you were talking about the occupational tax, and I didn't hear you with saying that with the mayor. I've got a vague idea that when they talked about occupational tax, the city council passed something, did they? Did they create an occupational tax that they put off for about 2 years?
No, there was kind of a fight actually going on from folks in the state house and the state legislature and the city council. And I just wanted to make it clear, at least for this year as we go forward, because of the money coming in from the feds and the refinancing of the city's debt, is there going to be any talk of an occupational tax this year? And he said point blank, no.
Okay, what did the city council do when they were talking about it a year or so ago?
I believe the proposal was a 1% occupational license fee, 1% of income.
Yeah, that's what they call it. Right.
Yeah, which I fundamentally, I don't like it on the federal or state level. The idea that you have to be licensed to work in a basic area, I think that's a God-given right, and unfortunately governments don't see it the same way.
That's just a name for it.
Sure.
All it is. It's a gross income tax.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yep.
At the city level.
Yep.
But, all right, the city did not pass anything about that. They sure talked about it an awful lot, but nothing legally happened. All right. I'll take your word for it until I find out different, and if I do, I'll call back and make a full report.
Please do. Yeah, give me hell if I'm wrong.
All right, good night.
Thank you, George.
Hey, George. Also get in line.
Good night.
Some people work day shift and night shift, Joey.
Oh.
Not everybody has Joey time and does life like Joey does.
Why?
Because other people have to make money another way, Joey. Not everybody has your skills.
Everybody must be the same.
Good concept, horrible idea.
Yeah, terrible idea. No, that does drive me nuts. It's like, well, if I don't like it, it must be bad. It's like...
That does drive me nuts.
Not everything belongs to everybody.
It kills me when people say, I know everybody has the right to do that, but I just hate it when
No, and you can have your opinion.
Sure.
272-9228. Again, this part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're looking to repaint the interior or exterior of your home, whether the front porch or the bedroom, whether do-it-yourself or you're contracting out that paint job, be sure to get all your paint and stain supplies, your Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies there at New Look Decorating Center. They're located at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right here in the heart of Montgomery, where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it standing there. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. Stop by there today. Say hi to Brian Carr. He's the owner and paint specialist over there, as well as Brett Lanham, manager and paint specialist. And they have the expertise that can steer you in the right direction of what type of paint and stain supply you may need, all the way down to color schemes. And the great thing about using New Look Decorating Center is when you use them, they keep your information on file. That way, say you need to come back in a year or two, maybe even earlier, to do a touch-up job, they'll have the exact paint or stain supply you used before on file, so there's no guesswork involved. Great local folks to work with. So check them out today. Their number, 271-0007, 271-0007. Or again, stop by the showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery. New Look Decorating Center, great sponsor of News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll be right back, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program.
Sweet loving better than a white line. Don't you know she could bring a good feeling? Ain't had in such a long time. Save my life, I'm going down for the last time. Whoa. Save my life.
headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, Rich Thomas here. You've heard us say it. It's better with Bader, Eddie Bader. Trust me, Eddie is great with real estate. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, you would be hard-pressed to find a better agent. Whether you're buying or selling, Eddie's ready to represent you. The market is hot right now. Rates are low, which is great for buyers, and inventory is low, which is great for sellers. Call Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, 322-0662. Again, 322-0662. Don't miss your opportunity with this market. And hey, if you're on the fence about whether you want to do it, call him anyway. Eddie can talk to you about your options and what the market looks like in your area. A lot to take in, right? Well, here's what you need to remember. Eddie is great with real estate. Call him today at 322-0662. It is better with Bader. Eddie Bader, eXp Realty, 322-0662.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with a mime.
Hello!
I thought mimes didn't talk.
I'm on my break, man.
Well, could you show us some of the things you mimes do?
Sure, man. Here I am, trapped in a box.
I see.
And now I'm walking against the wind, man.
Okay, what's that thing you're doing now?
I'm calling my friend David Ernest to see how my mime money is doing today.
David Ernest is your financial guy?
Yes, he is. And you know you can call him yourself at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 if you were in the Birmingham area.
I see. So I guess you would gladly recommend David Ernest.
Yeah, man. He has the mime seal of approval.
So for a great asset preservationist, call David Ernest.
That's right, man.
What are you doing now?
I'm still on break.
Got another one of those?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Beautiful day.
For slap out, it ain't half bad.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. If you haven't heard yet, Amazon workers here in Alabama said, no, we don't want a union.
No union.
A pretty hefty margin, too.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Blair. Hey, Blair.
Well, good morning, Joey.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right.
I've probably most of the interview with the mayor yesterday, and I thought you did an excellent job.
Thank you.
If you had come off real brass and mad or hard on him, I don't think he would come back. I think you took the right approach, and I think that people need to see that you can have a conversation between someone that you may disagree with, but that you can still maintain your dignity. And I think that's what you did. And you asked some good, hard questions. But the point is to get him back so we can ask him some more.
And also,
Not to run him off.
I took the approach with the mayor, the same approach I took with Tommy Tuberville. I take with Mo Brooks. That I plan on taking with anybody running for Senate. Generally speaking, I like having open conversation with folks. The audience can be the judge of their answers. On a rare occasion, I might have to give somebody hell. But that is not my M.O.
Well, that's what you do with me all the time, and I survive it.
Me too, Blair. Me too.
I love you guys.
Love you too, Blair. Take care, honey.
All right, bye.
272-9228. Chris, welcome.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, top of the morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. Hey, real quick. First of all, yeah, I think you did an excellent job with Mayor Reed. I hope he comes on more often. The best thing that can happen to this city is the light of day going on, what's going being shown and what's going on in the city council. Again, you brought it up, about $150 million to be spent in this city in the next probably 18 months. About $43 million in COVID relief. They just redid the bond issues. That's another 50, and then you got another $50 million with this water park stuff. So, I mean, people need to keep their eyes on this. Right. I mean, there's a lot of good uses that money could go to. I just would hate to see it being squandered away.
Me too.
Me too.
The other thing is we got a Senate Bill 267. Senator Orr is pushing this. This will get rid of vaccine passports.
Well, let me say, amen. I gave Senator Orr from Decatur a little hard time on that Delta 8 amendment earlier in the week. But that surprised me because I don't know Arthur Orr well at all, but I've been told that we would probably get along and actually see eye to eye on a lot of stuff philosophically.
Let's get him on the radio, yeah. Joey. I think he'd be a perfect person. He's a very intelligent guy. Obviously, he knows what's going on.
I love the idea of getting rid of any hope of these vaccine passports. I was reading up on what New York State is doing, and it is creepy, man. Creepy.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. So there's a bunch of young boys that are supposed to be playing in a travel ball tournament in Cooperstown, and they came out yesterday and said that you've got to have a vaccine, a COVID-19 vaccine, in order to either walk in the park or to play. You're under the age of 11 and younger, you have to get a swab up your nose to make sure you're not positive. And so, but they're mandating kids 12 and older that are going to be playing in this tournament in Cooperstown, that they've got to have a vaccine. Hmm. The vaccine hasn't even been, hasn't even been, it's not approved for kids over the age of 16.
Right.
I mean, under the age of 16.
Right.
Now, why do you think that is, Chris? You think they're just, it's because I've told you to, that's why they're forcing that vaccine? Or is there a money thought in there somewhere?
I think New York is is so screwed up right now that they don't know what to do. One of the other ballparks told me they're shutting down because of the mandates by the state of New York. I mean, it's real bad up there.
It is.
Yeah,
you live a dystopian nightmare here, go up to New York. And if you really want to go into like a really bad dystopian novel, go to England, and then you got to hand over your cell phone with your vaccine passport so you can get into a pub and drink a beer.
And then don't you dare hold a service on Good Friday.
Yeah, you saw that.
Oh yeah, they get a location and all that.
There was a track coach in Maryland that was fired because he refused to say or refused to make his.
I saw this.
His track team wear a mask.
Yeah.
If I'm running, do not put anything on there that's going to restrict my oxygen. Please, if you don't mind.
The science is out the window, guys. Yeah. This is all about politics and control at this point.
Well, at this point, the politicians are becoming the scientists.
Well, it shows you how, say, our ancestors that you might think were superstitious, how superstitions begin.
Mm-hmm.
You take a grain of truth and a true fear, and people run with it, come up with all sorts of
crap. Can I make a comment real quick? I want to tell you what this guy said. This is from Chris Harris, who's a Madison County Democrat Executive Committee, about vaccine passports. Okay, this is the divide in this country. Given the climate, it makes logical sense that even though we have personal and private beliefs at this time, we can say those beliefs affect the lives of those next to us. What is the difference between that and sending our children to school? We have to show proof of immunization. I would hate for us, the product hasn't been on the shelves more than a year. It hasn't been tested on children. It hasn't even been tested on prisoners, nor even guinea pigs. So that's the problem I think a lot of people have.
And also, liberty is not equal to safety. Safety can be part of liberty and one's rights, But when you accept a society based in liberty and individual rights, you're not saying that everybody has to be safe to where we can violate and control everyone. We accept risk in a free society.
You give up safety for liberty, you get neither?
Neither. Yeah, I think Ben Franklin said that.
Yeah.
I mean, and he lived that way. Look at all the French women he slept with.
He lived a life, baby.
I got to run, Chris. Appreciate it.
Living, L-I-B-I-N. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too, Chris.
272-9228. Ugh, got to hit this break. Breaking news, though. DMX.
Mm-hmm.
The rapper. He's dead.
Yep.
50. Huh. That's much too young.
You think this is a game?
Yeah.
That's the one line I remember from his music.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
More news and views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Garavita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Garavita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their 2 free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. More showers and thunderstorms are likely today and into tonight. Some of the storms possibly severe with damaging wind gusts. The main threat, also some large hail possible. High temperature today up to about 81. Tonight's low 66. Then, in the middle of the night, the wee hours of the morning, another strong round of thunderstorms. All modes of severe weather, including the potential for widespread wind damage and the possibility of tornadoes. That threat continues through the morning hours. Then later in the day, Saturday and Saturday night, scattered thunderstorms are still possible. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday. Sunday is a better day with partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We got an answer to Clint's question earlier about veterans and gun permits.
Let me pull that up. I got that from a someone in the Sheriff's Department there. Under current law, honorably discharged veterans are eligible for a free pistol permit but have to renew it every year. If Governor Ivey signs SN 308, the new gun law, veterans will be eligible for a free lifetime concealed carry permit. If she signs a new law into effect, it will not go into effect until October 1st, 2022.
Okay.
So that should clear that up. So, Clint, I think that answers your question.
Urbanite, welcome.
Hey, this is kind of what Chris was talking about keeping a light on our friends downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great if every week you could bring up the city of Montgomery.
Every week?
Yeah, like somewhere in the show, just bring up the city of Montgomery in there, like on Wednesday.
You know, Irvin, in full disclosure, I brought up that the mayor was going to be on. And since I made that public, he was going to be on, so many folks, you know, publicly and behind the scenes, came to me with questions and things going on with the city. Some good, some bad, some interesting developments. I think you're absolutely right. That should be more of a focus at least once a week, if not more. Especially given the national crap.
Yeah, I noticed nobody's talking about the city's reserves anymore. Hmm. I would really like to know what how the refinancing, if it tapped into that money, if it was a refinancing or not.
Okay.
Because normally when you refinance, you have to have cash on reserve, right, Eddie? Right.
Yep.
Oh, so yeah, I wonder what our actual city's reserve is today right now.
Well, I know when Strange was in, he used to, when he would come in a Dan show, he would kind of give us everybody an update on the money. Mm-hmm. And honestly, Montgomery used to have pretty good savings there for a while. I don't know. I have no idea where it's at right now.
Well, I mean, we know the lie is going to be that 2020 hit.
That's what I worry about.
Hit that in the back. But here's the deal. Uncle Sam has given you the money now to have replenished that if you're being financially responsible.
Well, and I think a good idea, especially if we can't get the mayor all the time, you bring on the finance director.
What? And that's probably better than the politician.
Yes.
All righty, then.
Thanks, Urban Knight. 272-9228. Cranky.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I know you. A couple of people accused you of being light on the mayor and all that, but, you know, if you get in there and use a bright light and rubber hose, not only is he not going to come back, but other people are going to say, they're not going to go in there. These guys are rude and beat us up.
Well, and I'll just.
What's the point in doing it?
There were folks before the interview who were, like, threatening me.
Are you threatening me?
That, like, hey, you're not hard on them. I'm not going to listen. It's like, okay, fine. Have a nice life.
There you go. That's right. You can listen to Static AM radio if you want.
That's
to.
Right.
They'll be back.
No, but I think that he did well. I think you did well. It was good. Very professional all the way around. And, you know, open dialogue is, that's the only way to go. And that's the only way you're going to do it.
Right.
So that's good stuff.
And there's too much going on, and this is beyond just the mayor or politicians that come on. There's so much that happens these days where it's just like a random stranger comes up and goes, I don't like you, especially with the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, well, random person. And there's so much of that where people size up a person for something they said or something they did, and they size them up with like this knee-jerk reaction. And we all do it to a certain extent, but we got to stop.
And when they criticize you and say they don't like you, I know that keeps you in bed at night with your eyes open, staring at the ceiling. It bothers you so much.
It does.
It does. That's why I put sticky stars on the ceiling. And, you know.
I will say this, you know, because I hope that they have people listening over at City Hall.
I got a feeling.
The one thing that Mayor Reed has got to do is enumerate all of the flaming bags of doggy do that the previous mayor left him, because I know for a fact five or six of them that are out there, and I don't know everything there is to know. Although you guys may think I do, I really don't.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sad but true. Hmm. But I got one other thing to say. Real quick, who was that you say that passed away at 50?
DMX. Rapper DMX.
I'll be doggone. That's a shame. Did they say what happened?
He OD'd on April 2nd. And
yeah. Oh, that's just what a waste. I hate to hear that for anybody, whether they're famous or not. It's just sad.
Right.
But I did want to, set the record straight on one thing. You guys were kind of beating up on the prevaricator in chief this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The chief varicator and stutterer. You were talking about the AFT.
Yeah.
He has redefined that agency. It's actually the Department of Alcohol, Firearms, and Tobacco, otherwise known as DAFT.
DAFT.
So,
yeah, okay.
Yes, DAFT. It's a new agency, and, you mock what you don't understand.
No, DAFT, and no, that's cutting edge. That's very punk of him.
Yeah, DAFT.
Well, you know what? I stayed up all night working on that just for you guys.
Get some sleep, Craig.
Yeah, it landed pretty good. Good job.
Appreciate you picking us up. Y'all have a great weekend. And Jack, too, if you're listening, we love you and hope you're doing well.
Thanks, Craig. 272-9228. Got to hit this last break of the program. Randall, Donkey Lurie, hold your positions. Again, this part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers in Troop Booth. Whether you're looking to buy or sell antique and estate jewelry pieces, Troop Booth is the guy to go see. They're at Heirloom Jewelers. Say you want to sell to them.
Mm-hmm.
You just call them up at 260-0066 or make an appointment online at heirloomjewelers.com. Show up on the appointed day and time with your jewelry items.
Okay.
You can get top dollar for mint condition, especially gold and diamonds. But even if it's like jewelry, you're like, oh, look at this junk. Well, you don't know what it's truly worth until you take it by.
Very true, Joe.
To the jewelry and estate of antique and estate jewelry expert, Troop Booth. And he'll look it over, give you an offer, and if you agree to that offer then and there, you get paid right then and there. They'll give you a check you can deposit at your earliest convenience. And, of course, you can buy from Heirloom Jewelers. Shop online at heirloomjewelers.com or just stop by the showroom at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. Be sure to use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y if you're typing it out online, easy enough. Or just say my name. Just say Joey sent me. You'll get 10% off all your purchases there with your promo code. Thank you for listening, and that is a value to you. It is a special thanks for listening to News and Views 10% off there at Heirloom Jewelers. So thank you, Troop Booth. Thank you all for listening. Be sure to stop by there to sell or buy fine antique and estate jewelry items at Heirloom Jewelers. More News and Views when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement, and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet, located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117, or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back. Final moments here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, Randall?
Oh, man. Not too much. Enjoying all the conversation. And that's showing us a good idea, man, going local. I mean, like, just committing it and making people see, you know what I mean? Making people see change or, you know what I mean? At least come up, man, you know, come up with a different idea if you talk about it, you know, at least once a week, man. I mean, the biggest thing would be a city school system, and I know he's far against it. But you gotta look 10 years down the road. You know what I mean? You can't look about next year and think you're gonna solve this problem. It's something that's gonna take a big plan, and the city school system was it. And our mayor, he got plenty of backing. I mean, you know, he comes from Morehouse. I mean, that ain't, you know, and it's connected to the cabinet house, and I can go way on that. He's been grown to be to run for president in 16 years for the first time. I mean, and he's got plenty of backing.
Went to Vanderbilt after that, right?
So, I mean, well, I ain't now. I only traced it back. I didn't even see the Vanderbilt part.
Yeah, I think graduate school in Vanderbilt.
Okay. Well, see, there you go. But what he did get me at, man, and great, great. Ain't no doubt. I mean, you couldn't have it no better. I mean, just back and forth, first time since that phone call, you know what I mean? And he's got connections with Chinese because he told us, you know what I mean? Like, he when the virus first come out, I mean, that's why he's always a few steps ahead. And when he said that...
No, I think he said it was a friend of his who had done business in China.
Okay. Well, see, we'll get to that one day because he's coming back. He said he would. But what got me is the $50 million he said that they borrowed just because of the interest rate. Now, I've been laughing about that since he said it. I mean, was that the $50 million? Was that for the water park? I mean, or they just borrowed $50 more million for the heck of it?
I think they just refinanced some of their debt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, refinanced and took out $50 million more. Yeah. And are going and it was passed unanimously through the city council. No, the water park's already on its own track for now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So they just got fired. And I was like, I mean, not just trying to, you know, count his age, but, I mean, they're redoing some school. I mean, they've won West Bay Road they're dumping a lot of money into. I mean, I just want to see him do good, man. I don't want to see him leave us hanging because he's going to move on to bigger and better things, and there ain't no doubt he's on his way. I just don't want to, you know what I mean, leave us out here making T-shirts. And he can change it, man. He can. And I'm
well,
glad
Randall, we'll see.
Good
we'll
job. See. All right, baby.
Thanks. Later, brother.
And I don't have much time here, Donkey Lori. Though Dan is going to be late, so if you want to hold on, we could talk at the beginning of the Dan Moore show.
Well, I'm waiting to get out of the truck to do something for the shelter, but I just wanted to tell you, y'all make me laugh so hard because when you say, use promo code Joey, and Eddie echoes you, Joey, in the background. I literally chuckle out loud on my truck every time I hear y'all say, I don't know why, y'all did great.
Well, and don't you love how the mayor called out Eddie on streaking yesterday? It was